This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I'm going to read you a new company branding slogan. You are going to tell me what company it is, okay? And I should tell you, by way of hint, that it's a $130 billion enterprise. It is a giant in its field, and this is going to be the giveaway for some of you. It owns and has put its name on the tallest building in San Francisco. But still, the quiz. Here's the slogan. We bring companies and customers together. Anybody get it? I mean, people who don't live in San Francisco? Salesforce is the company. And now the question is, what does we bring companies and customers together even mean? Megan Graham of CNBC wrote about Salesforce and its new slogan and what that company actually does. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Kai.
All right, so look, in 30 seconds or less, I know we just had the branding slogan. I need you to tell me what Salesforce actually does.
So that's a tricky one, Kai, actually, because they do so much. Really started with kind of customer relationship management software. And in the last few years, it's really kind of burgeoned because they've just been on this total acquisition spree. So I guess the answer to your question is it's complicated, but they're trying to make it less complicated for people.
There's an example in this piece about the shoe salesman and like the woman at home shopping. Give me that example because that'll crystallize it, I think.
So what they're trying to do is basically give contextual examples. So, I mean, if you look at their website, it's a little bit wonky. It's like Salesforce is a customer relationship management solution that brings companies and customers together. So they're trying to make it a little bit more specified. If you're a retailer, they want you to say, okay, I could use these solutions to say, okay, I could show you a shoe that your customer might like. I could show them a jacket. And just to kind of give a little bit more of a visual, and that's going to show you something along those lines and also kind of bring you to more specific websites and things like that where you can get more information and see case studies and things like that.
How do they know what kind of shoe I might like in that shoe sales example?
Well, so the sort of legacy business here, right, was this customer relationship management. So any retailer that's kind of digitally savvy is going to know what's the last time you bought shoes, what kind of shoes you like, kind of what season it, all sorts of things. So they have all this data on you, not you, Kai, but someone with your profile. So they might say, okay, last time Kai bought shoes was, you know, this many years ago. He's probably in the market for a new pair of brown leather shoes because we know he likes those because he bought those then and he might like them again.
God, Salesforce really does know me. It's terrifying. Terrifying.
Well, that's, just sort of the digital e-commerce these days, they do have a lot of info on you. And that's stuff that, I mean, if you're logged in, you know, it's fair game and it's probably stuff you want to.
Why is Salesforce so eager to have people understand what it does? I mean, this company's been around forever. It's worth $130 billion. But really, I just want to go about my day and get the products I want. Why does Salesforce want the branding thing?
Well, I think they could. What they've done over the last, I think it's been 5 years, they've had this sort of brand awareness study that they do. And they've realized that it's kind of everywhere. But when you ask someone like, okay, well, what do they do? They've realized that there's just even more opportunity with what they're describing as sort of business decision makers to say, okay, here's people who maybe they work at a small business, something like retail, I don't know, a small retailer that might not know that Salesforce could do something for them. They really want to kind of break into those people too.
Is it going to work?
I guess we'll see. I mean, it makes it a little bit more sense than just sort of these broad, you know, descriptions that could apply to literally any industry in any part of the world of any size.
Megan Graham covers advertising marketing as well at CNBC.com. Megan, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Kai.